listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The search for a missing 21-year-old man north of Broome continues today. Zane Stevens last seen near Coconut Wells on Friday night, leaving on foot in search of help after his grey Toyota Land Cruiser became bogged. He is described as being 180 centimetres tall, of medium build, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone who sees him is urged to contact police immediately. We've recorded the first case of encephalitis this year, and it's likely to be the deadly Murray Valley strain. An adult in the Pilbara has contracted the mosquito-borne virus and is receiving medical treatment. Dr. Andrew Jardine says people in the region should protect themselves.
Around dusk and dawn, obviously mosquitoes are more active, so try and avoid being outdoors at those times and wear long, loose-fitting, light-coloured clothing. That seems to be the best way to protect against mosquitoes.
A birthing boost for expectant mothers in the Pilbara. The WA Country Health Service launching a 12-month midwifery group practice trial in Karratha. The model will see local midwives provide holistic support from pregnancy to postnatal and is expected to support around 140 women. Promising figures for the Aussie beef market. Rabobank's National Beef Seasonal Outlook says numbers have stabilised after last year's drop. The group's Angus Gidley-Baird says things are back in balance.
Herd inventory has lifted. We think it's probably going to stabilise about where it is at the moment, but that increased herd inventory is now leading to increased slaughter and increased production. We're expecting slaughter numbers to be up 15% to about 8 million, which will be just a bit above our 10-year average at the moment.
In sport, a Newman footy talent has left a lasting impression in the AFLW National Academy game. Zifora Fish, crucial in the Marsh AFL Academy's win, finishing with a game-high 23 disposals and named among the best for the Academy side. The 18-year-old's talent on full display to national recruiters, making her a potential top five draft contender at this year's AFLW draft.